Good evening, everybody. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. And one day, this man, coming from very strong Islamic background, coming from very religious family, who are from Qom city in Iran, the center of Shia Muslim, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. God is working amazingly in Iran. Many are coming to the Lord. And, my name is Behrang. I was born in a very, religious family, strong, rooted in Islam, as I can say, both line, my mother line, father line, descendant of the Prophet of Islam. And these Muslims carry a special title called Sayyid, which means master or Lord. And these Muslims have a very high respect among other Muslims. They listen to these Muslims. And I tell you, Jesus Christ is visiting and encountering these Muslims inside Iran. And then they stood up and shared the gospel. The other listened. God is working amazingly. What happened in my family, actually, first, I don't go to all the testimony, because in morning session I share, you can go to website and listen in details. But I can say that in my family, as a strong Muslim family, first my sister came to the Lord. She was 6 years younger than me. She was practicing Islam. But when she came to the Lord, she was a secret believer in our home. She was going to the church secretly, praying and reading Bible secretly, and she was interceding for us. We are just four, we are two children. And as a result of her faithful prayer and interceding, and for 5 years, she didn't share anything about Jesus with me because she was afraid of me. I was quite passionate Muslim. No, I was not radical Muslim. But she was afraid to share, but she continued to pray. As a result of that, in the year of 2003, I had two encounters with Jesus. One of them, when I heard the gospel, I went to the church, but I loved it. I was a doctor. I was a smoker. The first prayer I did to Jesus, I said, Jesus, if you are alive, prove to me, stop me to smoke, I accept that you are alive. The day after, I hated smoking. And praise God. And then I read the Bible, and I loved it. When I said, love your enemy, bless your enemy, and touched my heart. And I was thinking, why in Islam say, kill your enemy, hate your enemy? That was challenging. I said, this is God's word, I love it. But big question in my mind, and every Muslim, they have this big question, why Jesus is God? But praise God, I asked him, if you are God, come and visit me. And 5 days later, he came, and I saw him face to face in his glorified body. Yes, he died and rose again, and he is alive. He stood before me. I saw his beautiful smile, humble face, that he looked at me. I read in his face that I'm forgiven. Then he said, Behrang, he called my name. You are mine. Follow me. Every word came out his mouth, was touched my heart. It was like earthquake. It is word of God. After that encounter, I absolutely was changed. I actually became another man. My mom was shocked. She said, you are changed, and I see peace in your face. I said, Mom, your daughter was Christian secretly, but I saw Jesus. He is God, and we pray for you. As a result of prayer, I and my sister, both mom and dad, they came to the Lord, and they worshiped Jesus. And there are many more. This is like one of the examples. There are thousands of testimony, powerful, that many Muslims in Iran are coming to the Lord. Also, today I share a message in the morning session that we are called to reach people, and especially in the midst of all the negative news we are hearing about Muslims and radical Muslim ISIS, what is our responsibility? Reach them, pray for them. Then I share five steps that we can be in divine appointment to reach Muslim and share gospel. You can listen in the website. But the message in my heart that I have for you, because as you stand and share the gospel with the Muslim, definitely sometimes there is a persecution. Church of Iran is growing, but there is a persecution. Church of Iran has suffered and is suffering. But how we can stand firm when persecution comes? Today I want to share with you two important truths for each believer that we need to know as we reach unbeliever and also Muslims. Not just when you reach Muslim, you will face persecution. Also others, when you reach atheists, Hindus, Buddhism, there will be persecution. There will be opposition. There will be rejection. How we can stand firm? First of all, two important truths we need to know. First, there will be persecution. You know, we are called as a children of God, his daughters and sons, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Not just share in his glory, but also share in his suffering. We are called to embrace the cross. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, carry your cross every day. When he said cross, it does need some people are against you. He was telling to his disciple, ready for to die for Jesus Christ. Amen? If somebody is against you, no matter. We are called to be ready daily to die for him. It takes love. Amen? But also, second truth, we have a commandment. Great commission. Today's verse was from Matthew 28, from verse 18 to 20. We have a commandment, great commission, but also we have a promise. In Matthew 28, from verse 18 to 20 says, Jesus said, he was standing before his disciple, who walked with him 3 years. He said, all authority in heaven and earth has given to me. Yeah? And then he said, go to all nations, make them disciples, preach the gospel. Islamic nation is included. Muslim nation, you will see all of them around you, different country. Then he said, baptize them in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them what I commanded you. Then there is a promise. I will be with you every day to the end. Praise God. When Jesus said all authority in heaven and earth has given to me, it means I'm behind you. I'm all powerful. Don't be afraid. And also he said, I will be with you, which means as you go to all nations, and also Islamic nation, there will be opposition. There will be persecution and rejection. But there is a promise. I will be with you. How much you believe this truth? Is Jesus a liar? Never. He is God, the truth. He said, I am the truth, life. I am the way. Yeah? That's why it's important that we have to trust him. Church of Iran suffered a lot and is suffering now. We have brothers and sisters right at this moment in the prison. Even prison, worse prison. They stood firm. How? How we can stand firm when you reach gospel, when you share the gospel with Muslim and you face persecution? You know, Church of Iran had 8 martyrs 20 years ago, 25 years ago. In the worldwide, they didn't know, like 30 years ago, much about there is a church in Iran. As a result of the blood of martyr, worldwide church came to understand, wow, let's pray. As a result of that blood and prayer of the saints, we see the harvest in Iran. It takes persecution, it takes boldness to stand. Now, I want to share with you the secret of standing firm, because many, I am hearing, Christian, they have fear to reach God, to reach Muslim and share gospel. Because of lots of negative news they are hearing. But all Muslims are not radical. Yes, there are many Muslims that they are sincere and they want, they're looking for the truth. But the secret of standing firm in the midst of persecution and opposition is to be filled with the Word of God and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to share from the Bible. You heard that scripture. The disciples of Jesus, how many years they walked with him? 3 years. You know them. They walked with the Word of God, who was Jesus. Yeah, and is Jesus. They saw his miracles. They saw he walked on the water. They saw all of these things. But it was not enough. When Jesus died and he rose again, after his resurrection, what was his priority? Where he went to visit who? He could go to visit Pilatus, the religious leader who crucified him. He didn't go to visit and encounter those unbelievers. Where he went? He went and visit his disciple. And with what he gathered them, he said, go and wait. You have to be wait for the empowering power of the Holy Spirit. You see, Peter denied 3 times out of weakness. All of us, we have weakness. Peter was the man who walked with the Word of God. Face to face, he received his teaching. I am sure he took some step on the water. You know, do you remember when Jesus was walking on the water? They saw all of this, but it was not enough. That's why Jesus said to them, go into Jerusalem and wait in prayer. God has called us to be men and women of prayer. If you want to be strong in the time of suffering, I mean persecution, when you share gospel, you need to be a man and woman of prayer. Amen? In Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you shall receive power, and then you will be my witness. Where? Jerusalem, Judea, to the end of the world. What is your Jerusalem? Here in your neighborhood. And then, that's the secret. They walk with the Word of God, but it was not enough. They need to be empowered with the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled with the Word of God, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit is very vital and important if you want to be a powerful witness for Jesus. It is like 2 wings of the airplane. Some of Christians, they are full of Word of God, but they have lack of Spirit. And some of them, they are full of the Spirit, but they don't have much teaching on the Word of God. They don't know Word of God. We have to be both. Now I want to take you to a story of a normal believer, a member of church in that time of the book of Acts. His name is Stephen, who stood firm in the time of persecution and never gave up. What was his secret? Are you ready? Let's go Acts chapter 6. In the book of Acts chapter 6, there was a The leaders of the church, they were very busy serving poor and distributing food to the widows. And they came to conclusion, wow, we need to spend time in Word of God and pray. Same as I said, Word of God, prayer for the work of the Holy Spirit. Then they said, okay, let's choose 7 people. Stephen was one of them. Now, in verse 5, Stephen, we see, Stephen was not an apostle. He was not a pastor, leader. He was a normal member of the church. I don't know if you, but the Bible says in verse 5, This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man of full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Full of faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of God's word. This means Stephen was a man full of word of God and full of the Holy Spirit. Now they chose him for what? Working in the kitchen, preparing some food and distributing among poor people. Why they have to choose somebody full of the Holy Spirit to work in the kitchen, washing the dishes? Because sometimes people, they work in the practical work and they say, oh, why they put me there, da, da, da. If somebody is full of Word of God and full of the Holy Spirit, they don't complain. They enjoy. And we are called to be like that. You can do lots of work, practical work in this church, but always complaining. They didn't choose a person full of complaint, full of the Holy Spirit and Word of God. He was a member of the church. But you see how amazingly God used him. He allowed that God use him. Then you see in verse 8. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among people in New York City. He was working in the kitchen, but also he was ready, God used him to preach the gospel to the Muslim. Understand what I mean. You are one of the Stephen. Amen? And God used him. Pray for the sick and pray for the vision. The Muslim received vision. And God used him mightily. He was full of grace. When the Word of God says he was full of grace, grace, which means he had also some weakness. He had some. All of us, we have weakness. But God, because of his grace, he used us. Amen? We need to be grace mindset. Then God will use you. All of us, we have weakness. Now, that's the good side of Stephen's life. Are you ready for the dark side? The opposition started in verse 9. You see? Opposition arose. Okay. Why? We'll see. However, from members of the synagogue, the religious leader, Jewish, they came against him. The first level of persecution is argument. Because you see, who began to argue in verse 9 with Stephen. Do you know Muslim friends are very professional in argument? Make sure when you reach them and share gospel, they want to take you to the place of argument. Did you experience that? We are not called to be argument. But if we are full of Word of God, like Mr. Stephen, and full of the Spirit, then you will experience verse 10. But they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. In the midst of opposition, the first level of opposition with your Muslim friend is argument. I saw a lot when we were preaching gospel in London City in front of mosque. They argue. But we need to be wise. When you are full of Word of God and full of the Spirit, you have wisdom. What to say? How to say? What to not say? Amen? Okay. Now, then the next level of persecution started. The next level is in verse 13. They came against him. It says, they produced false witness who testify. The next level of persecution was false accusation against him in that community. False witness. Just imagine yourself, you are reaching Muslim and this will happen to you. What do you do? If we are not full of the Word of God and full of the Spirit of God. He was the man. And they took him to the court. If you continue, see in the verse, they took him. We have brothers and sisters in Iran. Just one of the story. Laden. They arrested him. And they put her in the solitary confinement. And she testified. But because she was full with the Word of God and the Spirit of God, she testified in the midst of persecution, in that solitary confinement. The Holy Spirit was reminding him, bring to her memory the verses that already she memorized. And then she started to write on the wall of the prison. You see how God works? And because of that, she could stand firm, because it's very hard. They testify. On that time, Satan comes to you in your mind, says, where is your God? Where is Jesus? Where is he? And, you know, lots of lie. But when you have Word of God and the Spirit of God bring to your memory, then you can stand firm in the midst of persecution. And Mr. Stephen stood firm. I love the verse. In the midst of court, all the religious leaders, they're against him. He's not fearful. He's not hateful. Yeah? In verse 15, you see, all who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. He was shining for his Lord in the midst of persecution, false accusation, false witness. Why? What was his secret? He was full of faith, full of Word of God, and full of the Spirit. This is for you and me. Amen? Now, from chapter 7, I encourage you tonight or tomorrow, go and read whole chapter 7. He preached the gospel in the midst of persecution, in the midst of court. And you realize he was a man full of Word of God. If you read that chapter, he was not a pastor. He was not an apostle. He was a normal believer of the church. Amen. That was God wants to use us. Then after his preaching and witnessing, we go to verse 54. Please come with me to verse 54. Another level of persecution started. The third level. They became angry at him. 54 says, when the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. Just imagine yourself in his place. They were like that. Oh. He's saying they were angry at him. It is possible if Muslim face with you become like that, because I was preaching gospel in London, there are some imam came. They were angry at me. You are a liar. How possible you Muslim? You had an encounter with Jesus. It is impossible. They were angry at me. But praise God, the Spirit of God just helped me and just brought to my memory that I have to love them. They don't know. They are in darkness. They love God in a wrong way. And this man, full of the Spirit of God, you see, and full of the Word of God, how he reacting, he's reacting in verse 55. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus is standing at the right hand of Father. Wow. You see, do you remember? I just right at the beginning of my message, I said Jesus gave us a commandment, go to the nations. Definitely there is opposition. At the end, he said a promise. What? I will be with you. Mr. Stephen is experiencing that Jesus is with him. And then he, in the midst of, they were angry and all like this, gnashing their teeth. Because he is full of the Spirit, his spiritual eyes open, he could see Jesus is standing with him. Wait a minute, Pastor. Jesus, we read in the Bible that he went and sat at the right hand of Father like this. Why now he's standing? Because he's seeing somebody standing in the midst of persecution for his sake. Never he sat like this. He stand with you. Let me give you an example. When you have who like football here? We have a football, soccer, you mean? Footer? Yeah. When you're watching your favorite team, like you're sitting in sofa, there's a movie, TV, then suddenly you see your favorite team is approaching to goal and put the ball in the goal. Are you sitting like this? No, you start saying, go, go, go. And this is happening. I can give, this is the best example. Master Stephen is seeing Jesus is standing at the right, not sitting. Go and continue. You are doing my will. Praise the Lord. But it took Holy Spirit, the power of God. We cannot do. That's why Holy Spirit, you know, Luke wrote this account. We need the power of God. We need the Word of God together. Amen? And then you see, not just he saw, but also he proclaimed it. He said, look, he said, I see heaven open in verse 56 and Son of Man standing at the right of hand of God. At this, they covered their ear and yelling at the top of their voice. They all rushed at him. It means that the next level of persecution is the attack on him. You see, first I start with argument. Then false accusation and false witness. Then angry at him. Then attacking at him. God allowed, we know that how we can stand. Full of Word of God, full of the Spirit. When they attacked on him, how is his reaction? Because we are human. We want to defend. But Jesus said, if somebody beat you, turn your face. It takes the power of the Spirit to turn your face. How you can stand? We can be with human, we cannot do that. Am I right or wrong? But praise the Lord. And then they started to stone him. While they were in verse 59 stoning him, Stephen prayed. When people are against you, there is a potential in all of us. We become angry and hateful toward them. But he prayed. He learned from his master in God's word that Jesus prayed for his enemy when there were he was at the cross. But he needed the power. They were stoning. When you reach Muslim, sometimes the way they talk to you is like a stone in your head. Make sure you pray for them. You need God's word and power of the Holy Spirit. And then he said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. In the midst of persecution, he's totally surrendered to Jesus. Then, last verse says, fell on his knees, cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." He forgave them. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to forgive those Muslims. They're killing people. You need guard your heart with the word of God, with the Holy Spirit. Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Maybe some of you, they have some experience with Muslim. They hurt you. I don't know, in your neighborhood. I want to encourage you, please pray and forgive them tonight and change your mind exactly like our Master Jesus Christ. We need the word of God. The secret of standing firm in the time of persecution, opposition, as you reach Muslim, I shared with you in the morning, 5 steps that you will be in a divine appointment, okay? But there will be persecution, opposition. Don't be afraid. Jesus promised, "I will be with you." Do you believe that? Amen. Take a step. Be filled with the Word of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And take a step exactly like Mr. Stephen. God bless you.